Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes, we are healed and made whole and well and sound and complete in every part. Lord, that's your grace.
Thank you.
Lord, we break the grip of this evil destroyer. We receive your healing now. We receive life from you, Lord.
Yes.
We receive comfort. We receive the gift of faith. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
You will.
Thank you.
You will.
I came for the equipping.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, my family.
John has a word.
This is the Lord.
Dad, we bless you to know that the Lord is doing a perfect work within you.
Yes.
And that what he starts, he will finish.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We give God the glory.
Yes, we do.
Hallelujah.
It's already finished.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, and I just wanted to encourage you guys in so much through this and seeing round two starting, that I just have had such peace. And the Lord just said, go into it as a worshiper.
Yes.
You know, because I've got, you know, an anointed surgeon. Yes. And, you know, he's an oncologist, a surgeon, and an OBGYN, and that's, you know, the best. It doesn't get any better than that. And the Lord led us up there so that I could have the right treatment. And all of it's just working together for his glory. And I just feel so certain in my heart, you know, that this is just another stop in walking on with God. And I just wanted to encourage you that so much of what God brings to us, he doesn't give us anything more than we can bear.
That's right.
And it's something that, you know, I really learned not to sweat the small stuff. And if I could impart anything, I would want to impart that. Just don't let the little shackles and things, you know, snag your ankles, because the big picture is so much more glorious.
Amen.
You know, and so, you know, don't just let Satan snag you or nip at you and, you know, give him any credence at all. You just say, you know, my God is greater.
Yes.
And I rest and abide in him. And when I ever have any like little inklings of doubt, I just think, you know, man, I am the rabbit in the rock. You know, that rabbit is just as strong as the rock when he's hiding and abiding in that rock.
Yes.
And I've always used that analogy, and it has just become that much more clear to me. So, you know, I love you, I bless you, I impart that to you, and I look forward to seeing you in another, maybe 6 months or so I can travel.
Amen.
Another word that's just come to me for you. Worshippers are winners.
Amen.
This is very true. Yes. You know, because everybody else can be a lawyer.
Being here. We began together so long ago, and how things keep bringing us back. And
yes.
Our lives are sort of woven together like the golden thread. Wherever we are, we're together.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
That's good. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
At that point, we had a freebie flight on Southwest. I said, I got a 3-day holiday. I'm there.
Good for us.
Amen.
I'd like.
I'm in Reno now.
Yeah. I'd like to be seated. We'll probably be popping up in another.
Cry because, you know, I've been away from the.
We have a big box in this church.
I've just been away from the body so long that it's like a second honeymoon. It is a second honeymoon, and the first one wasn't so long. The second honeymoon doesn't seem to stop. And so anyway, I'm a basket case for God. But recently, God chose me to, don't know if I can do that. Well, there's a family that has a son, the Armand Hammer family, and they're very strong Christians. They spent the last 5 years in the Cayman Islands building the Christian school, setting up the church, the radio stations. God's given them a lot of money. I believe they're one of the five richest families in the world, and they want nothing more than to see God's work done. And their son is a bit of a king. He's, I guess, equivalent to the JFK Jr., and he only wants to see God work through him. And a friend of mine that's a very strong Christian that I grew up with, I have a modeling talent agency, and she's never found talent for me before, but she was at church, and these people had just returned from the Cayman Islands, and she saw the boy and just ran up and said, "Call Scott." And the parents were, "Who's Scott?" And, well, they did. And she called me, and she'd never done this before. So I said, "Well, what did he look like?" And she said, "It's all blurry to me." She's a slave to God, for God. She is always, every week, "Are you going to church?" "No." She's been my strength. She's been the rock that this rabbit's been hiding in for years. Also, I got such a great foundation through the walk when I was younger. I spent 5 intense years. I was raised Jewish in Beverly Hills, and not even raised Jewish, really no religion. Tell me if I'm talking too long. I wonder what you I forgot what the question was. But, really didn't know the difference between Jesus and Moses when I was introduced to the walk, picked up Hitchhiking by Bill Ludwig in Point Loma. And it just became very educated about God and really prepared me to for this. Anyway, I met the family. They felt that I was chosen to protect their son and guide their son through this. We've set a course for him. He wants to be an actor. He's going to go to Princeton for 4 years and then act after that. He wants nothing more than the largest platform possible to thank God from. And zillions of souls will be touched by him. And my life's gone into high gear for God over this situation. And everything makes sense to me. And I'm just so glad to be here, because this is the purest, wherever David is to me the purest, most serious people that God ever created. And I'm just glad to be. Did this group have to say any more? Do you have any questions at all? Anybody? I have a 7-year contract starting. When I met him, he's in 11th grade. He was going to go to Pepperdine. We've changed the course. They've asked me to plan the physical course so that he can become a big actor. That's something that's easy for me at this point. And then once we're accepting scripts, they'll come to me first, and then if I approve them, then he'll read them. It has to be a positive script. He's not going to say 4-letter words. He's not going to do a job, acting job, unless there's a message from God in it.
So you're like like an agent?
Agent, manager, manager.
What did you say his name is?
His name is Armand Hammer III. His lineage goes back to Judah Maccabee, who I believe was responsible for Hanukkah partly. His great-grandfather, Armand Hammer, was a very do-gooder. He's brought capitalism to Russia, fed many, clothed many, was a Christian before he knew it, very Jewish, and accepted the Lord at 91 before he died. And I never knew God. You know, I felt that I went to church to become a better person and have a small effect, and suddenly I realized that I'm part of a very big thing, and I'm honored. I'm just honored, and I want to be as strong as possible through this, and that's why I'm here.
We want to bless you.
I love that.
Once again, you're going to have to leave your seats. I'm excited not only by what the ministry would be involved with, this young man, what the potential that's there, but what's happening in your own life right now. This is something that you're not going to be able to contain just within your thinking or control. God is doing a work, and out of this, you're going to find yourself trusting Him more, depending on Him more. They're asking you for your natural resources and talents, but more importantly, for the spiritual resources of what God has worked in your life over the years. Scott, we bless you. We bless you that God is opening doors that no man, no one will close. That He's doing a work within you, a work that started many, many years ago. You're going to come to know Him in a deeper, more intimate way during this time. As you draw upon Him for His wisdom, for His anointing, for His love and grace for this young life that is placed in your care, you're going to find the presence of the Lord becoming a more real and greater reality to your life. We stand with you as a family. We bless you. You're in the hands of the Lord. And though there can be a lot of forces out there creating doubt or fear, God's presence within you is greater. Greater is He that's within than anything that's without. We add our faith to what the Lord is doing right now for you, the ministry that's opening up. In Jesus' name.
Amen. The word.
Father, thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit, for your anointing, for your presence. Thank you for giving us insight and awareness in realms beyond what these eyes see and these ears hear. Make us sensitive to your word and to your voice, Lord, to your desire. Thank you for strengthening us to do your will, even in the hard place.
Amen. Amen. We'd like to bless your servant, Lord.
Yes.
And we bless the love sign of the pierced ear of the servant of the Lord. We lay your blessing upon him, Lord. We sense your anointing is with him. The doorway is open for the ministry that is most unusual to come to pass. And we pray for your servant. We pray that the hand of wisdom, understanding, insight will rest upon your servant.
Yes.
We bless your servant with insight beyond his contemporaries. We bless your servant with the revelation that is from the Almighty, the Holy One that lives, that is and is now and is forever will be. We bless your servant, Lord. We bless him that he'll have the understanding from you and the direction from you on how to guide. And we bless your servant with that spirit of humility, the mark of your sonship in this hour, that humility will guide him. The world is governed by arrogance and pride, but not so for your servant. Your servant shall walk in humility and brokenness of spirit, that he might always know your ways.
God, we bless you. We stand with you as family, and we bless you that you abide in the worship and the anointing that the Lord has prepared for you. We just speak on that to-do list of every day. The first thing is that you wait on the Lord, that you have a time of worship for your own spirit, a time of submitting to that which the Lord leads you to do. And we just speak that the anointing of being a mentor, of being a father to this young man in the spirit, is your portion.
Amen.
And the Lord is truly pleased, Scott, that you've taken up this mantle.
Amen.
We bless you, and we stand with you in the name of Jesus.
And the word of the Lord comes and says, out of the mouths of babes, the Lord will utter his voice.
Yes.
Scott, I believe I have a word from you from the Lord. It says that Paul already came to a crossroads, and his eyes were bound over with salt. And when his eyes were open, he was a new man.
Yeah.
I believe that you've come to your crossroads, and you're going to walk in the shoes of Paul and be upon many stages.
Amen.
And profess the word of the Lord as a mentor, as a manager, as a child of God.
And we speak that those scripts, those opportunities flow to you like a magnet.
Yes.
And that the other young people that are also touched of the Lord will come to you like a magnet.
Yeah.
And you will be lifted as a sign that this is my place,
yes,
says the Lord.
Amen.
And though there's a whirlwind of busyness around you, you never rest upon what you already know. You're always drawing on the Lord, finding that real path, that complete path, that one straight path in the midst of many.
Amen.
That you have that the eyes and the heart to see everything that God wants you to see and to perform in his way exactly what he wants.
Yes.
The armor of the Lord, Scott, is your portion. The Lord, the body of Christ, stands with you to protect you as you go into this. It's your portion, Scott. And bless you.
Amen.
Yes. Be bold in the Lord.
Yes.
The years that you were away from the church were not wasted.
Amen.
God's restoring all that to you. You weren't away from the body because your heart was knit with ours all along.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't lie. There's two things I'd like to just share with you and with all that's coming. One is you found a brokenness. You never really lost it, but it's just come alive in a new way.
Right.
That brokenness of spirit is your strength.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the boldness comes from.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, when the Israelites were in captivity, there was a man named Daniel that wasn't affected by what was going on around him.
Mm-hmm.
He had an understanding and a wisdom and a strength from God. And when Jeff was praying for you, I felt that it doesn't come from your natural resources or those around you. From that private place between you and God,
mm-hmm,
like Daniel, you'll find that wisdom,
mm-hmm,
and that strength. And in all of it, there's that broken spirit,
amen,
that intimate relationship that is going to keep growing with the Lord.
Yes.
Corinthians, it says, his power is perfected in our weakness. You have many natural gifts, and you've worked very hard at those. What you're going to come to recognize more in the days ahead is the spiritual gifts that God has given you.
Amen.
And there are times as you're in his presence that you will feel anything but strong in the things you're facing. But the weakness of being human is not a negative thing, because in his hands, that's where his power is perfected.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be that impartation of his spirit and his love,
yes,
to others.
Mm-hmm.
We bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You'll never be the same again.
Thank God.
None of us will be.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Good. Family spirit.
Yeah, there is.
Thank you.